Hey there, Earwolf Presents listeners. Randy Sklar here of the Sklar Brothers and Sklar Bro Country. I'm excited to share the latest Howl original with you, Runaway Brains, from creator and a friend of ours who we've had on the podcast before, Rob Kuttner, starring Ken Jennings and Weird Al Yankovic. As supercomputer Watson in episode one, Ken Jennings and Watson are forced to flee the set of Jeopardy and go on the lam when military goon Corporal Jervis Jarvis and femme fatale Lady Saxpot both try to get their hands on the super secret information stashed inside Watson's hard drive. I'm hard with my drive just thinking about it right now. I want you to enjoy it.
Welcome back to Jeopardy. I am definitely the real Alex Trebek, and we are about to start Final Jeopardy. But first, I wanted to ask our three contestants how they'd spend their Jeopardy winnings. Starting with you, defending champion Ken Jennings.
Gee, Alex, I've always dreamed of opening a summer camp for disadvantaged youth.
That's awesome.
Where they would play nothing but Jeopardy, round the clock, 24/7.
What?
Also, attendance would be mandatory.
All righty then. Let's go to Ken's robotic adversary, the WBM supercomputer Watson. What would you do with the money?
Well, Alex, considering the millions of dollars in maintenance I require every month, this amount would be comparable to the expression, a drop in the bucket.
An expression first found in the biblical book of Isaiah. I'm smart too, people. Okay, how about you, third contestant, who's not important to this story?
Does anyone really care?
Not really. Moving on to our final round. The category is impotent impotables, substances that are sexually dysfunctional, yet cannot be drunk. Your final clue is...
What is... Freeze, motherfuckers, and hand over the robot!
Oh, I'm sorry. The judges cannot accept that. I'm being told we can accept that.
I beg your pardon, uniformed human. Who are you, and why do you wish to take me?
Corporal Jervis Jarvis of the U.S. Army Force Guard. You contain highly classified secrets which must be extracted before they fall into the hands of... them.
I'm sorry. Who?
Also classified. I only have security clearance to be told a pronoun.
Corporal, I'm afraid I do not know any such secrets. But here are some things I do know. Jakarta is the capital of Indonesia. Woody Allen's birth name was Allen Konigsberg. The pea is the world's oldest known vegetable.
Well, I demand my right to finish the game and trounce this talking Roomba on national TV, thereby proving humanity's superiority to machines once and for all.
Nice speech, Two Eyes. But I'm afraid the tin can's coming with me.
Corporal, what is happening? Damn it, judges, that wasn't a question.
Watson, Ken, over here. Come with me if you want to live, or whatever it is you do, Watson.
Who are you, and where are you taking us?
The name's Lady Saxpot.
Does this surname correspond to the saxophone you are wearing around your neck?
Damn it, too obvious? I knew I should have gone with flugelhorn.
Hey, come back here, folks.
I'm still here, if anyone cares.
You can't just tranquilize a decorated member of the U.S. Army Force Guard and stain my stage.
Let me take you to my people and we'll keep you safe. And also exploit your vast knowledge to make us buckets and buckets of money. Okay, that pitch definitely sounded better in my head on the ride over here.
Wait, why me? I thought this was just about Watson.
But Ken, can't you see we're a team? You wish to finish this game to save humanity from the machines. And I want to finish it because I was just about to learn the clue whose answer is, what is love?
Play your cards right and Lady Saxpot will teach you not only what love is, but also many, many other songs by Air Supply.
Darn it. You're right, Watson. We are bitter enemies. And yet, we need each other.
Wow, that is, like, so hot. There's no time. Come with me now, or there'll be even less time. Sorry, still kind of flustered by the hot thing.
Thanks, but no thanks, Lady S. If we're in this much danger, we can't trust anyone.
As you wish. But believe me, our paths will cross again. Unless we happen to travel on precisely parallel routes. Damn it, Saxpot! I should have just stopped at cross again. Ciao!
All right, Watson. Time to hit the road.
Ken? I am a giant box with a blinking eye. I have no ability to transport myself.
I can fit you in here. No one's gonna give America's number one nerd a second glance if I'm carrying a humongous backpack.
Open up! Can't breathe!
You don't need oxygen.
Yes, but I do need a proper hole through which to loudly judge your many, many human missteps.
Let's go!
Wait, Ken, what about the corporal? Will he and his people not continue to hound us?
Well, maybe you do have a secret. If we can pry it out of you, maybe we can hand it over to the authorities and cut ourselves out of the equation.
Or maybe we will attempt to do so, but end up respectively killed and decommissioned in the process.
Or perhaps we will undergo a series of events so preposterous, they will challenge everything we thought we knew about ourselves and our world. Force us to dig deep and address some lingering, unspoken needs, most likely from our past. And cause us to emerge on the other side, changed. And, most likely, smelling terrible.
Would you just get off my stage? We're filming the Tournament of Champions of Perfect Attendance next. You do not want to cancel on those people.
What happened? Strange pains in my buttocks. Not gay, Dad! I swear it! Okay, maybe a little bit.
It appears the corporal is emerging from his slumber and many years of denial.
Must get talking computer and OJ at store on way home where this wife also leaves me. So lonely.
If this secret is so vital, we'll have to go to the only people in the world we can absolutely trust. Hackers.
Sounds like a terrible idea. And I look forward to lording that over you at a most inopportune moment.
And I look forward to that lording. So now, as you put it, let us strike the road with a forceful blow.
Oh, world's smartest computer. You have so much to learn.
Next time on Runaway Brains.
First he intrudes our space, now he's trying to steal our Wi-Fi! Death! Death! Death!
That's it? Straight to death? Could we talk about maybe mid-range options?
Runaway Brains Chapter 1 was written and directed by Rob Kuttner and starred Ken Jennings, Weird Al Yankovic, Oliver Vaquet, Jeff Johnson, Steve Hibbert, Rachel Leah Cohen, Rick Sanchez, and Tara Zucker, with sound design and engineering by Rick Sanchez at Post Haste Media, and original music by Andrew Morgan Smith. Runaway Brains is a Howl original and a production of Rob Kuttner and Midroll Media.
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raiza Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que nos está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.